We'll meet you halfway for today's GeoQuiz. We're searching today for a Pacific island atoll that lies just about halfway between North America and Asia. It's at 177 degrees west longitude, right near the international dateline. So that means these islands are also halfway around the world from Greenwich, England. Let's just say these islands are out in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by the vast blue Pacific. While you ponder that, let's turn to David de Rothschild. He's about to set sail on a trans-Pacific voyage from San Francisco all the way to Sydney, Australia. That's a journey of about 8,000 miles, by the way. And he plans a stopover at the atoll we've been talking about. David de Rothschild, you call your voyage the Plastiki mission to pay tribute to the Contiki, the raft that Thor Heyerdahl sailed across the Pacific. But this is no balsa wood boat, is it, David?
It is no balsa wood boat. But there's some similarities in a way. I mean, you know, what we're doing is we're using 12,500 soda bottles, bottles that are just discarded, thrown out. You know, there's billions and billions of soda bottles and water bottles thrown out every day. And what we've done is we've really taken them and we've used them as the sort of flotation chambers to give us buoyancy. And in a way, you know, balsa wood is full of loads of tiny little air pockets. Balsa wood was the wood that Thor Heyerdahl used for his journey. And in a way, we've gone against the laws of boat building and we've created a frame out of a new material that we've engineered. And around the frame, we then put 12,500 of these little buoyancy chambers. And it's 60 foot in length, so it's no small vessel. A unique boat.
Well, the point in a way of the whole project is this trip. This is where we bring in the answer to the GeoQuiz. You're going to a place that is relevant to plastic and the role it serves today. Tell us where you're going.
We're going to be heading up to one of the North Hawaiian Islands called Midway. And Midway Island basically to me is a very visual representation of the accumulation of plastics
and why
in our
is that?
Ocean. Because what we've got is we've got a convergence zone in the Northeast Pacific and we have this swirling area where all the plastics that are in the ocean get pulled together.
Right, and just to clarify, a convergence zone is kind of like a giant vortex in the middle of these kind of
like
large water
vortex.
Spaces.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get high concentrations of plastics there. And what happens, and I think this is one of the things we've been told about the Eastern Garbage Patch as a patch, as an island, but you've got to think that over 60% of the marine debris is very, very small. So you don't see it. So a lot of people, you know, might expect us to sail straight into an island of trash that we can get out and walk on, but the reality is we can't because it's subsurface, it's molecular-sized pieces. So we want to go up to Midway because we see there's a manifestation of plastics on the beach where the currents really kick out all this plastic, and you can see it accumulating literally daily.
The geo answer, by the way, Midway Island, or if you said Midway Atoll, that's good too. And this patch, the Eastern Pacific Garbage Patch, David, this is a patch that's the size of Texas, a swirling mass of plastic trash the size of Texas. That's more than just a patch.
I think in our heads we like to sort of contain it into one area. That plastic is now starting to turn up and create these plastic fingerprints on our natural environment. But there's a huge health issue that I think not a lot of people are aware of, that these plastics are attracting the toxins in our ocean. And those toxins are then re-ingested back into the food system, back by the filter feeders, by all the little guys in the ocean. They work their way up into the fish that we then consume. And we've created this consumptive wheel of this material. So it ends up being used often for, you know, no more than a few minutes. And when we look at the four main items that are found in marine debris, the expanded styrofoam cup, the plastic PET bottle, soda bottle, the lids of the bottles, which are high-density polyethylene, and then the low-density polyethylene plastic bags. So we basically got lids, styrofoam cups, bottles, and bags. Those four main items are what I would call dumb Planet Point 10, single-use throwaway items that are really littering our natural environment. And they could be, and it could be stopped, you know, pretty simply with just some taxation around potentially to lessen people's use of it or, you know, making sure we dispose of it or banning it.
Well, hopefully your voyage on the Plastiki will raise some awareness about all of this. When do you set sail?
We set sail probably within the next month and a half. It's been a three-year journey to this point, so it's been quite an event already. And the boat should be in the water within the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks, and then we should be setting sail in mid-November. And I think the voyage hopefully should galvanize some interest in these issues, but also hopefully allow us to really find solutions to the problems that we're seeing today.
David de Rothschild, good luck getting to the Midway Atoll, the answer to our GeoQuiz today.
Thank you very much.